I was at Trenton Psychiatric Hospital because a lot of my work was in working with the chronically mentally ill. But what I had noticed in California was that a subset of my patients, every time they started to make progress, they got a lot of pain and physical symptoms. And it turned out that a number of patients that were on my caseload had fibromyalgia. And I had no idea what this was. Some of these patients were more challenging. And so my supervisor said, you know, why don't you go to the UCSD medical library and look this up, because I think this might be something of interest to you. And that's kind of when I was hooked. I was so fascinated between, you know, about patients with pain and a connection to anxiety and depression and kind of how, you know, maybe stress could be involved. I kind of made a veer in my life at that point. All the way back in New Jersey, my chief was a member of ACE, of the American College of Rheumatology, and said, hey, you need to come to this meeting. This is really, really marvelous. You know, let's get you there, and I'll introduce you to some people. And that was kind of my introduction to ARHP. And this was all the way back, probably 2001. His name was Leonard Siegel. And I joined the group at that point, and I just was transfixed. I loved the conference. I loved meeting other people who had an interest. I didn't think that such people even existed in the world, you know, kind of coming from the psychology world. I didn't even realize there were so many dedicated, interdisciplinary individuals that were all so fascinated by, you know, patients with rheumatic disease. And so, you know, working in a department of rheumatology at that point, my interest expanded beyond fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis to osteoarthritis and lupus and, you know, all the other conditions that we work with. And so I just was just so taken. For probably the first 6 years maybe that I was there, I really just kind of attended and you know, and went to the meeting and just felt completely overwhelmed it and as if there was just nothing I really could contribute. You know? So I never really got involved because I was like, you know, what do I know? What could I really do to be involved? And that was where, you know, I was so wrong when I was approached by ARHP members. And the first one really was Karen Smarr, who said, you need to become involved, you know, former President Karen Smarr. And just sat down with me at one of the networking lunches and began to lay out all the wonderful opportunities. I thought, I would love to volunteer. Really, really, are there opportunities to volunteer? What can I do? And that was really kind of the start of it, is just, you know, being an abstract reviewer, moderating some sessions, and just doing what we kind of call micro-volunteer activities, but loving it. I mean, from that point forward, I felt connected to the organization. I now had, you know, an active role. And I was approached by Nadine Fisher to be on a task force, that I would be the ARHP representative to join the ACR's pain management task force. And that was really kind of the first true official role that I had as a volunteer, other than some of the smaller activities. Mm-hmm. And from that point, it's like, I just want to become more and more involved. And I think soon after that, they asked me, you know, would you down the road ever have an interest in leadership? I said, oh my goodness, if you think I'm worthy, yes. So I think one of the things I really do want to focus on is better connecting our members with each other and using technology, social media, you know, other strategies to kind of bring people more closely together, to interact more regularly on clinical issues, but also on research issues. So, you know, finding better ways to utilize technology. We have, you know, a wonderful new website and learning management systems. So I think we can, you know, employ these tools a little better and a little differently to help us connect better. But I hope when I look back at the year, I think, oh my gosh, no, this is more vital and vibrant than ever, and that the ability to interact with each other and to come together, you know, yearly or more frequently is, you know, is a critical part of, you know, being happy and settled in our professional lives. The ARHP is my home. You know, I think I mentioned that I am a pain psychologist. I'm in the Department of Anesthesiology. I go to pain meetings, anesthesiology meetings, but my home is ARHP. And I think that says almost more than anything. It's the people, it's the organization, it is the type of people that are drawn to rheumatology that make it such a special place.